this ties into our city deal, where we're looking to see the whole regeneration of the riverfront here in Derry, which will have a large focus on healthcare and innovation right across the city and district. So, you know, I think this ties in really, really well with that, and I think it's positive news that the Western Trust are going to take over part of the Fort George site to develop a new state-of-the-art health and care centre.
Important from your point of view as Mayor that there is a proper mix in that area. This is very much going to be all things for all people.
Yes, it is, and that's exactly what we're looking for. We want to open it out to make sure that everybody understands what's there, everybody knows what's there, and everybody uses what's there. There's currently a large site that's lying there empty, and it's about developing it. I think the Western Trust have made a very positive step forward in kick-starting that development. It really is complementing all of the work that we're involved in here within the council and all of the work of our stakeholders right across the city and district. So, you know, we're moving in the right direction. It's not the great panacea, but, you know, it's something that we have to look forward to, something that we're developing, something we're going to push forward and make sure that everybody has access to this area. With the signing of the heads of terms of our city deal, I've often described it as we have our own future in our own hands. I think that's another step forward if we were to be able to take on the Fort George site and be able to control it here and drive it from council. I think that would be something positive. Obviously, there'll be a lot of negotiation between council and the Northern Ireland Executive, but when it comes, I've no doubt that our elected members and our officers will be standing ready to act and ready to work.
And between Fort George and Ebrington, very much these developments coming on as you'd have wanted to see them. Not necessarily as fast as you may have wanted, but it's really starting to come together now.
Yes, perhaps not as fast as we would have wanted it, but, you know, better late than never, I suppose, is the way it goes. We have, as I've said already, signed the heads of terms with the Northern Ireland Executive and the British Government in terms of our city deal. But that's not the end of investment across Derry and Strabane. That's only the start. And we're looking to make sure that we can push on now and develop this city so that everybody can benefit from it. We've seen, and we all know, and we've all made the arguments around regional imbalance. It's about now time that we started making sure that we had the proper facilities, proper services here for our people. And I think with council having a leading role in that and a leading hand in that, that will push that forward.